Welcome to Untimely Radio Theater. Brand new stories with an old-time attitude. Tonight's story is none the wiser. A murder most foul. An intrepid gumshoe and a cast of characters all guilty of something. But what? It was a rainy night in Sun City. I knew I was in for a rough ride when a hooker with a heart of gold stiffed me for 20 bucks. But I digress. I was working late, trying to pretend like the ceiling wasn't leaking, like the devil was taking a piss on my desk. It was gonna be hell sending out accounts receivable. Then she walked in, and I forgot all about my desk, my bills, and the name of the place I was supposed to pick up my dry cleaning from. Her eyes were the green of a new dollar bill. She was dressed in black, but I didn't think for a second she was in mourning. Instead, she was my worst nightmare. A nun from the Sisters of Perpetual Anxiety. My name is Bastian Donner. My bartender calls me Bass. My mother calls me Weekly. I am a private investigator.
Mr. Dasher?
Donner.
Mr. Donner?
Hold that thought. First of all, who the heck are you, and why risk coming out of all this, if you'll pardon my expression, ungodly hour to see me?
My name is Sister Agnes Jerome, and I have no fear of the night. My faith protects me.
That and a set of brass knuckles hanging off her rosary.
I want you to investigate a murder. Quickly and quietly. Did I mention quickly? Are you paying attention?
Sister Agnes sure had a way with words. All she needed was one of those pointer sticks nuns use. As a kid, I thought they looked like spears cavemen used to take down woolly mammoths. Maybe they were. Why would anyone do in a nun? She smacked somebody's kid with a ruler?
The Sisters of Perpetual Anxiety have made dangerous enemies fighting corruption on the streets. You are to be our angel of retribution.
Of all the places and all the towns and all the world, she had to walk into mine. I was beginning to wish I was an atheist. They hadn't moved the body, and whatever clobbered this chick was heavy. Her head looked like a cantaloupe in cannelloni sauce. What was her name?
Sister Prudence Incepcion Wenceslaus.
She's gonna need a bigger tombstone.
What is that noise?
Just a sec. Some bozo had dropped his bubblegum on the floor, and I'd stepped in it. I peeled it off with my penknife. There ought to be a law. Any evidence of the murder? Fingerprints? Homicidal maniacs?
There was only Sister Prudence. Father Savisi found her. We believe she was struck with the chalice.
Where is it?
Gone. Don't look for it. No point, really.
You, Father Savisi? What do you know?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I was just getting ready to hear confessions when I heard Sister Prudence scream.
The good father was lit. Corked. Blotto. The question was, did he get soused before or after he found the body? Is there anything more, anything at all, you can tell me?
It was so sudden. Her lying dead right here on the floor.
Better than the ceiling. Then you need an exorcist.
You needn't be so cavalier. Father Savisi's had quite a shock.
A bottle of Jack will do that to you.
What are we to do, Mr. Donner? How do I celebrate Mass without a chalice?
Dixie cups? Look, Father, I don't think whoever did this is gonna, if you'll pardon the expression, make a habit out of it. And you got insurance, right?
Well, that's true. Oh, that's a weight off my shoulders.
Yeah, now all you gotta worry about is who offed the girl. My first objective, find the chalice. I figured it was made out of gold. A lot of gold. And in this town, gold meant one thing.
Welcome to Max Pawn. Can I help? It's you.
Still sore at me for saving your bacon?
Wasn't my bacon I was trying to burn.
Come on, McAllister. You know arson's against the law. Especially when you're torching your own place.
Tell that to my ex-wife when I come up short on the alimony again. I needed that money, Bass.
Yeah. Hey, you got a napkin or something? I had about 5 gumballs worth of stick on my heel. I hate kids. Then I noticed something. You're going upscale with your merchandise, Mac. Care to show me what's in the cabinet over yonder?
I don't care to show you nothing.
I pulled out a photo of Father Servisi. This the guy that pawned the goods you're hiding behind that ugly stuffed duck?
That's not a duck. It's a platypus.
Duck, platypus, it's ugly, whatever it is. Now about this guy.
What do you give me if I tell you it's him?
That depends. If you're telling the truth, I'll give you a handshake and my eternal gratitude. If you're lying, I'll come torch your place myself, with you in it. Now, is this the guy?
Yeah, that's him. But I paid for this stuff, fair and square.
I checked out the chalice. It was a real deal, but there wasn't a mark on it.
For somebody holding a year's salary worth of gold, you don't look none too happy.
I was hoping it had a dent in it.
What, you want a discount?
Then he pulled out the Holy Grail. At least for me. It was the twin of the chalice I was holding in my hand, except for the head-shaped ding on the side. Was this brought in by the same guy?
The guy brought the good one in 6 months ago. This one got dumped out back last night. Some of the gold paint's chipped off, so I'll give you that discount.
It was used to murder someone.
So I'll give you a bigger discount.
I took the chalice and convinced Mac to throw in the ugly duck. I'd forgotten my brother's birthday, and the duck would do in a pinch. Now it was time for me to see if the parishioners could give me a lead. Everyone I talked to hadn't seen or heard anything at church, had forgotten to go to confession, and wasn't even sure if they knew who Father Savisi was. Considering one of them was his sainted mother, I was having an existential crisis the likes of which hadn't been known since Jesus failed to turn the loaves and fishes into latkes and brisket.
Last night? Yeah. I saw something funny going on. I saw Benny slipping an ace up his sleeve in a game of Texas Hold'em.
At confession?
Confessions for dames. Irene, you seen anything wonky at church last night? We give money every week to that place. Is there any funny business going on down there what I should know about?
What kind of funny business?
How should I know? This guy, he's doing some kind of write-up on Father Servisi.
I don't know nothing about nothing.
I keep a roof over your head, food in your mouth, and you don't know nothing? Typical broad.
I kept getting the same song, different dance, and I was ready to pack it in for the night. But then I got lucky. Or at least I got some info. Irene was sweeping the stairs I was trying to walk down. She missed the wad of gum. I didn't. I tried to casually scrape it off the steps as we talked.
Mr. Prancer.
Donner.
You know how much we donate to the church?
From the looks of it, more than she could afford.
75 cents. Every week. That's 75 cents more than we got to spare. And most of it goes to the ponies.
The only ponies I knew were the kind that carried jockeys. Last I heard, they didn't go to church much. So I gathered she was talking about the priest. And she kept talking.
And he drinks. That's where the rest of the cash goes. All his sermons about how the church needs more money. How we ain't gonna have no church if we don't dig deeper into our pockets. We don't even got pockets, so he can just keep on dreaming.
Unless Father Savisi had a sudden winning streak with the ponies, I'd bet my kid sister's roller skates he pawned the real chalice to pay off a mob debt. Did Sister Prudence figure it out? He had means, motive, and opportunity. But a priest murdering a nun? I'd have more luck blaming Captain America.
Any chance we get our money back? We're 2 months behind on rent. Got the eviction notice today.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. This place is a dump.
I had the suspects narrowed down to two. Father Servisi, or somebody else. It was time to either eliminate the man as a suspect, or turn his cassock over to the cops. When I got to the church, all the people who swore they never went to confession were at confession. When I got into the confessional box, some lady on the other side was telling the priest she hadn't meant to stab her husband with the barbecue skewer. Not really. And that he'd be out of the hospital in a few days anyway. And wasn't a few Hail Marys and Our Fathers enough? Then the wooden screen slid open on my side.
Tell me your troubles, my son.
That would be you, Father.
Mr. Dancer.
Donner.
What is it you want?
Besides turning you into the cops, some Kleenex would be helpful. Confession was cut short. I cleaned off my shoe and followed the good father into the sacristy. It was a nicer place without the dead body decor. On the other hand, Sister Agnes was there.
I thought you were following leads.
And they led me right to you, by way of McAllister's.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that there's been more than one crime committed in this church. Sister Agnes was not pleased to learn about Father Servisi's peccadillos, but was more interested in solving the murder. And as far as she was concerned, she already knew the guilty party.
I'm sure Sister Prudence was murdered in retaliation for our work against local criminal interests. The one headed by Mr. Nazo.
You pissed off Nikki the Nose? Are you off your rocker?
We are doing God's work.
Have you been drinking too?
What a terrible thing to say to Mother Superior.
God help me. Another one.
This is Sister Mary Clarence. She was very close to Sister Prudence.
Sister Prudence told me she'd been learning things about Mr. Naso.
Naso.
Sister Prudence was sometimes a bit too enthusiastic in her investigations.
I needed more pieces to this puzzle, but it was like trying to get my ex-wife to tell me which one of my friends she was sleeping with. I decided on a little off-the-book snooping in the murdered sister's room. I went with the assumption that I'd have to let myself in. This place must have been designed by a depressive architect with a taste for horror movies. Now I knew why the sisters wore black. It brightened up the place. Sister P's room was almost empty. Almost. I didn't know what a nun might have that would lead to murder. But I found it anyway. Sister Mary had been on the money. I found some papers behind the air vent. It had info about Nicky the Nose. Funny name, not a funny guy. Nick once iced a man at a restaurant because he was wearing the same suit as Nick. And then he killed his tailor. Instead of talking directly to Nick, I decided to see what I could get from one of his employees. I had a birthday coming up, and I didn't want to miss it.
Hey, sugar. You looking to have a good time?
She was so made up, her own mother wouldn't have recognized her. This was fortunate, because her mother would not be happy with this turn of events. But I needed some info. And working girls learn to keep their ears to the ground while other parts are elsewise occupied. I hear tell that Nick's been having trouble with his business lately. What do you know?
I know my time ain't free.
I slipped her a fin and she got friendlier. Or at least, more talkative. Nick been getting irritated with the church of late?
Church thinks it knows the rules. But you wanna play the game? You gotta pay the piper. The piper's got a gun and he don't play nice.
I know Nick's got a bit of a temper, but you're telling me he'd rub out a nun?
I ain't one to talk.
And she wasn't, until I slipped her another bill.
Like you said, Nick's got a temper. Look, Nicky don't like questions. You don't ask questions, you don't get your head blowed off. Capiche?
Sure, doll. I'm not the type of guy to borrow trouble.
Good. Now buzz off. I got a quota to make.
But just as I was turning around...
Wait. Take this.
She handed me a napkin. Used. I took it anyway. I was gonna need it.
You got gum on your shoe.
Nikki the Nose was not to be trifled with. Still, the papers I found in Sister P's room were, let's just say, interesting. There was only one way to get an answer. Sometimes I wish life was multiple choice.
Well, 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 if it ain't Sebastian Donner.
Donner. Damn. Okay, Nick, it's like this. I'm trying to suss out a complicated case, and I was hoping you could set me straight.
Ha! Ain't that something? I'm guessing you exhausted all possibilities before coming to me.
I'll get straight to the point. I found some paperwork in the possession of a Sister Prudence. You know her?
Sure, I know her. She's doing some work for me.
You do? She is?
Yeah. A matter of fact, she was gonna come by today. Said she wanted to give me the lowdown on something important, but she never showed. You know anything about that?
Unfortunately, yes. She managed to end up on the wrong end of a blunt object.
Oh, crap! Mama's gonna kill me!
I felt like this conversation was getting away from me, and I told him so. Nick, I feel like this conversation's getting away from me.
Mom ain't gonna be happy to hear I let little Ethel get iced.
Suddenly, the name Prudence Inception Wenceslas didn't sound so bad. So, Ethel, Sister Prudence, was a relative?
In so many words.
What words might those be?
Well, you see, when I was just making my way up in the mob, I had a dentist. My dentist had this cousin. He still lived in the old country. Things are hard there, even harder than they are now.
So your cousin, the dentist...
Open your ears! My dentist's cousin...
Right, in the old country. Got it.
This cousin rented his farm from the neighbor over the hill. This neighbor's farmhand went into town to court the daughter of the local baker. The baker wasn't too happy about it.
Neither am I.
The farmhand and the baker's daughter, they eloped. They had a kid.
And their daughter ended up here.
What are you talking about? The kid's a boy and he's 5 years old. After they eloped, the baker disowned the whole family, divorced his wife, and disappeared.
And he came to America and had a daughter.
Jeez, pay attention, Donna. He ended up marrying this dame that already had a daughter from a previous marriage. She'd become a widow under very suspicious circumstances, but the baker was in love. A couple of years later, she's a widow again, only this time she had the baker's money.
And she gave the money to some random person on the street.
Don't be a schlub! She bought a ticket for her and her daughter to come here!
So this woman, who was the widow of the baker, who was the unwilling father-in-law of the farmhand who worked for the neighbor over the hill who rented his farm to the cousin of your dentist, she came here with her daughter.
No! She was lost at sea on the way over. Suspicious circumstances. The daughter was arrested for her murder, but she greased a few palms and got out.
So who the hell is Sister Prudence?
You ain't too good at this PI stuff, Donner. She's the daughter that beat the murder rap. Ain't you been listening?
Yeah, but I can't figure out just what it is I heard. One of your girls on 8th made more sense, and she sounded like she'd been reading too much Agatha Christie.
What are you talking about? I ain't got no girls on 8th.
After our talk, I had a cup of joe and sat down to figure out what it was Nikki was talking about. From what I could figure, I had a reformed nun intimately associated with her mother's murder. So is Sister P's death a revenge killing? Except everyone in that chain of relationships was dead or in another country. Nikki the Nose and Ethel were copacetic, so why would he do it? But somebody did. And the working girl. She either had a poor sense of direction, or she was working for somebody else. There was only one way to find out. Business looked slow, so I was hoping to get a discount. No such luck. Plus, I think there was a run on bubblegum sales.
Hey, sugar. Looking for a good... Oh, you? What do you want now?
This time it cost me a sawbuck. Why are you working 8th Street?
'Cause 9th's filled up. What kind of dopey question is that?
I have it on good authority that Nick doesn't send his girls here. So who are you working for?
None of your business.
I beg to differ, sweetheart. Whoever you're working for, I think is the guy that offed that nun.
No way. Nick's the crazy one in this town.
Maybe you're right. Guess I gotta go back and see if I can untangle this mess somehow. You know, like Agatha Christie.
You do that, sugar.
First thing in the morning, I hoofed it over to the convent and gathered Sister Agnes, Sister Mary, and Father Cervisi in the parlor. I didn't have any solid leads, but I had a feeling. That was all I had, but it was better than nothing. Sister Mary poured the tea and put out a plate of molasses cookies. A perfect setting to talk murder. Sorry to take you away from confession again, Father.
Not many show up these days. Not after the news got out.
Yeah, killing people in your own church will do that.
It was that Mr. Nazo. I'm sure of it.
Nick said he didn't do it.
That doesn't mean he's innocent.
Oh, Nick's guilty, all right. Of just about everything. Except that murder. I found the papers that'll prove it.
What papers? Where'd you find them?
Let's just say you should think about investing in better locks.
You broke into our convent? Your behavior is appalling.
So's murder. Sister Mary shook so much, she almost spilled the tea, and her eye twitched. Something was off.
Would you care for a cookie?
No thanks. Just the coffee.
Cream?
I just shook my head, waited for the next question.
Sugar?
There it was, the final piece. It fell into place like a shiny new penny in a slot machine, and I just hit the jackpot. Tell me, Sister Mary, do nuns usually wear perfume?
Of course not. We've changed laundry detergents.
Might want to get a refund. It smells cheap. Oh, and I'll take that sugar. Now the good sister was shaking so much her fake rosary beads were rattling. I've never been an altar boy, but I'd bet dollars to donuts nuns aren't in the, if you'll pardon the expression, habit of wearing false eyelashes either.
Sister Mary, what are you...
The tray dropped to the floor. Sister Mary gave up the role-playing.
Stuff it, sugar. I don't get paid enough for this. I'm out of here.
Not so fast, doll. There's a little item of murder you gotta answer for.
Me? Blow it out your ear, Jasper. I ain't done nothing. But you don't gotta look far.
Miss Mary was right. Sister Agnes pulled a bean shooter out of her habit. I put my hands in the air.
Sister Agnes, I demand to know what's going on.
Come on, Padre. Do your math and put two and two together. Even in this neighborhood, nuns don't usually pack heat. I turned to who I still thought of as Sister Agnes. So why'd you do it, whoever you are?
Do you remember Michael Topolio?
Sure. He was the old mob boss until Nicky and his boys took him out.
My name really is Agnes. Agnes Topolio.
Mickey the Mouse was your father?
Nicky murdered Daddy when I was 15 years old. It was time for payback.
Okay, I get it. But why kill Ethel? She was just his accountant, for Pete's sake.
Are any of these women nuns, Mr. Dunder?
Donner. Sister Prudence was. She did Nicky's books as a family favor. When she learned about what Sister Agnes was up to, she was going to warn him.
She wouldn't listen to reason.
So you killed her?
No. Nicky the Nose killed her. Just like he's gonna kill you.
I ain't going down for no murder.
Blood soaked into the rug, courtesy of Agnes Topolio. The fake Sister Mary ran off into the night.
What happens now, Mr. Dongle?
I'm thinking of changing my name.
I mean, about Sister Mary, or whoever she is.
I'll talk to my pal down at the station. She's an accessory after the fact, so he'll be real anxious to meet her.
And the church. My reputation.
Sorry, Padre. I don't do confessions. I left Father Cervisi and went outside to watch the city lights twinkle. And to scrape the gum off my shoe. Thanks for listening to the first season of Untimely Radio. Join us again next season for brand new stories with an old-time attitude. Kevin Oberlaurel is Bass Donner. Amy Losey is Sister Agnes Jones. Rick Werblin is Father Cervisi. David Golbeck is Mac. Tim Roan is the parishioner. Tessa Oberlaurel as Irene. Lewis Lane as Nicky the Nose. And Samantha Borthwick as Sister Mary and the Hooker. Story by M.D. Oberly. Some special effects courtesy of Quicksounds. Bass Walker and Deadly Roulette by Kevin McLeod. Incompetech.com. Licensed under the Creative Commons 3.0 by Attribution License.